The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Let it rip. Come on, Brian. You got it, baby. Get this morning started, baby. Here we go. Rare Earth. Get ready, baby. Here I come. Now keep it cranked up there, Brian. There you go. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. 8:06 on AM 970. Answer. It's so funny. So Al took off. No one understands why, but he took off because his wife is getting a tattoo. Can you imagine?
At noon.
At noon. At noon. So he could have done the morning show.
Noon.
Can you imagine telling your boss, I'm taking off. Why are you taking off? You need to take a day. I got to get my wife a tattoo. Well, so look, I'm just saying, and listen, Godspeed, Al's a good husband.
I've taken off for a lot of silly reasons over the years. And Al works hard. He, you know, he didn't miss a day of work when he had cancer
well,
and everything.
That was amazing.
You know, I have no issue with him needing to take a day
yes,
off.
You do.
However.
Yes, you do.
However.
Here it is.
No, however.
Having said that.
Like, so, you know, I've worked with the guy for 12 years.
Wow.
Right? Right?
Wow.
And 12 long years.
Oh, right? Now.
So, no. Yeah. So, I'm asking you to do me a favor, right? Can you reschedule this appointment? I'll pay the deposit, right, for the tattoo artists, right? Can you make it Friday, right? And then I hear that the appointment's at noon, right? So there's no reason he couldn't have worked, left here at 10:01,
yeah,
gone to New Jersey, picked up his wife, and then driven her to the tattoo art.
Having said that,
Look
at what yours truly. Now I was supposed to be broadcasting.
Yeah, you're supposed to be at the shore today. You want to change your whole schedule,
just
basically for Al's wife's tattoo.
Well. You know, yeah. I could have been at the shore with my children, even for an hour, half hour, gone down, made sure they were okay.
If anybody that needs a rest, it's
broadcast.
You.
I would have broadcast from our friends down the shore, but no, I came into this. But you know, I'm being a little disingenuous. I really wanted to see my mom last night.
Well,
and I did.
Yeah.
I did the whole thing, and it all worked out well. But and now we're here, and Brian. What made me laugh is Brian. Brian Zagan doing a great job as producer. When you produce for Frank, you do a great job, and now you're running the board, doing a great job.
But does great with the Cats Sunday Roundtable as well.
Oh, you run John's show.
Yeah. So I used to produce it. I still play an on air role. When I produce,
Brian, you're producing that big show.
I'm producing.
That's
it.
The biggest show on the radio
absolutely.
For us.
There were problems every other week when I was producing this show. Honestly, no exaggeration. Every other week there was some different issue. That when under Brian's stewardship
Boom.
Over the last year,
Boom.
Zero issues, except for the one day that he took off.
I want to talk problems. About what happened with John's show last night, but you know what? I want to tell you, the thing with Brian is I can watch when we have these slide things on the board. See, when I'm old enough to remember, when I started on radio in college, they had what they call pots, and you turn them. They were like dials, and then the cue was you would click the dial to the left, it would click down, then you could hear off air what you were about to play on air. And I could, now they have these slides. It looks like a Star Trek thing that they put in front of you, you know, from the Enterprise. And I can see Brian, he's very gingerly raising the volume. I don't want to blow Joe's ears out. Me and Al are deaf. Me and Al are pretty much a guy hard of hearing. So you can crank it all you want.
All right, Joe.
And I appreciate it, Brian, doing a great job. At 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, before we get into the debates, Congressman Peter King is going to join us as well this hour. Frankie, on John's show, John Katzimatidis' show, Cats at Night, last night, you were talking about this Tiffany Gabon situation.
Yeah, what? Well, we ended up just sort of previewing the presidential debate. I asked John if he thought that the 10 Democrats were going to do what the 10 Republicans did in the undercard debate 3 years ago, which is focus on Donald Trump. Because you remember that the Republicans had the same situation, and they'd have 10 candidates in sort of a kiddie table debate. That was determined based on poll numbers, not by random straw. And all 10 of those candidates did nothing but bash Donald Trump because he was the front runner. And then I asked John, did he think they were going to do the same thing with his friend Joe Biden? And he said that he thought that they would do that. And surprisingly, they didn't do that at all. They didn't mention him once, which I thought was pretty surprising. So we talked about that. I was on the show with the former DOI commissioner, Mark Peters, who de Blasio fired. And this is the person that Arthur was on the show with us, who he referred to as a putz, and that got made its way into Richard Johnson's column.
Oh, boy.
And after hearing him on the radio for a full hour, you can understand why Arthur said
Oh, man.
But
see?
No, honestly.
You're going to be in trouble
nice
here.
Enough guy. No, we're no, no, nice enough to,
that,
guy.
Isn't that word banned?
It is. No, no, that was the other one, the other synonym for that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But so we were talking all about this Queens DA's race, about how someone this extreme gets elected. And if you think about it, the fault really is with the political system itself. Mm-hmm. This is a woman, Joe, who had 60% of Democrats voting against her. And because these two leading Democrats, Judge Lasak and Melinda Katz, split the vote, she was able to slip in, even though 60% of Democrats didn't want her. So in some ways, Judge Lasak actually helped Tiffany Caban win the nomination. So and if there's any race, Joe, that should be nonpartisan elections, it's DA. The DA should be a non-political position. Mm-hmm. We need experienced non-political prosecutors. Why are there Democrat and Republican primaries for this?
Yeah.
Everybody should go out there and everybody should be able to vote.
In Jersey, and forgive me if I'm totally ignorant on this, we don't vote.
Well, you guys don't have elected prosecutors.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're appointed. And
now that I think about it, maybe it's better that way because...
Well, look, I'm not against elections, but you shouldn't be able to run for DA as this woman, Tiffany Caban, did, like you're running for Congress. So what is she doing? So prostitution is decriminalized. Now, we can have a whole conversation about that. Fare evasion, decriminalized. Any broken windows policing issue, decriminalized. Anything resembling aggressive and proactive policing, over. Any possession of drugs, including heroin and cocaine, done. No arrests for that.
Heroin.
Automatic parole, not seeking lengthy sentences for felonies. The most dangerous aspect, though, of it, Joe, is she wants to close Rikers and she wants to not open a new jail. So what do you do with the people that are in Rikers?
Does she have an explanation for that?
No. Okay. And... Joe, the best, and this is, it's very apropos that we're talking about this on the day that Beth Chapman passed away, because you spoke about this at length with her when she was here, and people could still watch that video on YouTube, bail reform. She wants to end cash bail, right?
Yeah.
So let's say somebody's arrested for beating up his wife or his girlfriend, brutally beating up his wife. So you're not going to charge that guy bail. What are you going to do? You're going to send him back home to live with his girlfriend or his wife that he's beating up?
But Caban would just not even...
Yeah, no cash bail. Wow. You don't have to pay cash in order to get bail. Joe, that's insane. Who gets arrested in Tiffany Caban's Queens? ICE agents.
Yep, that's exactly right. And this is exactly what's happening with the AOC movement, and they don't understand it. They seem to be young, inexperienced, to put it mildly, and just lack any dedication to history. Or you could learn from the past. They're not learning from the past.
Now, the big question now becomes is who are the Republicans going to nominate? I don't know that it matters ultimately, but... I don't know that Melinda Katz would take the Republican nomination, but Judge Lasak probably would. But at least if either Melinda
takes
the Republican nomination, at least the voters of Queens, all the voters, not 12% of one party,
at least all the voters
will have a choice is if they want this craziness. And if they do, then vote for it. But the voters deserve a choice, and I hope Judge Lasak will agree to continue.
I want to get to the debates, but there's things I wanted to cover 14 minutes after 8 o'clock before we go to Congressman King. This right to try law that the president backed, this federal right to try law, which is a federal law that laws that were created with the intent of allowing terminal ill patients to access experimental therapies, right? So I watched the president for a moment yesterday, and I don't know where he was, and I should know this, and I don't. But he brought up this gal that actually had the right to try experimental drugs because they gave her the death knell. They said, you're going to die. You're terminally ill. And because of what the President Trump did, the girl's alive and well. He brought her on stage. It was beautiful. And then, you know what I love? This is what I love about the guy. And forgive me because it's all entertainment-based. She stepped up, and she was a little shorter than President Trump, who's very tall. He took the microphone and respectfully lowered the mic. I do that as MC all the time, all the time. And it was so – just to watch him do those little things like that, to be respectful of the person up there. But then they cut away. They cut away as I was watching this. That was so moving and so positive. But when it is anything that's an inkling of positivity of what the president has done, they just don't want to cover
it. Well, you're so right about that, Joe. And, you know, I know a lot of patient advocacy groups disagree with right to try. I'm all for it. If you're terminally ill, you should be able to try, you know, moonwalking, you know, in space and see if that helps you. Whatever you can try, you should have every legal right to do so. But yep. The broader issue, Joe, and it goes to show you how polarized the media is that the president got no credit for was this executive order on transparency in medical billing and medical pricing. How can you be against greater transparency in healthcare pricing? Now, this should have been hailed by everybody.
Right.
And yet, the president tweeted something. Let's focus on that. Let's call Robert Mueller to testify before Congress. I mean, it's a joke. I think the fact that nobody gave him credit for that or even talked about it shows you that there's not really an interest in covering the news. It's not an interest in providing information to the public. It's an industry, as you always say. It's an attack Trump. It's the anti-Trump media complex. And I will tell you, I was at about 80% level of enthusiasm for voting for Donald Trump for 2020. After watching at least 8 out of these 10 herkimajerks last night, my enthusiasm is off the charts. I'm at like a 200% level of enthusiasm.
To vote for President Trump.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was upsetting to me.
And that's why why I don't buy these polls. First of all, I never buy these polls, but these polls that show Trump trailing a Democrat in these battleground states. Because once people a Democrat sounds great. If Trump's doing something you don't like, yeah, I'll vote for the Democrat. But once you actually see what the alternative is, I have a feeling, especially if the economy continues to be as robust as it currently is, then you're going to see a lot of these folks end up voting for Trump.
And don't forget, thanks, Frank. President Trump is in Osaka, Japan for the G20 summit, a series of meetings with world leaders. Markets are paying particularly close to Donald Trump's Saturday meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Chinese. Remember that? I like that little Google translation you used to have. That's amidst enormous trade tensions between the world's two largest economies. What's going to happen with Xi and with President Trump? But what was upsetting before we break, 817, and you could call it 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. The image, and I know this is what everybody was talking about yesterday, of Oscar Alberto Martinez Ramirez and his nearly 2-year-old daughter, Valeria, trying to cross the river coming into the United States. And you see the picture of a father and his almost 2-year-old baby trying to get, and now they're just going to use that against this administration, against how bad America is. Where were the Democrats when this president reached out and said, let's come up with a comprehensive immigration reform? And by the way, where were the Republicans when the Republicans had the House? Where were the Republicans then? That I'm telling you, that's you. Everybody down in Washington, when I tell you politics is an industry, it really is. They didn't care. You would prevent things like this. And then number two, where's the U.N.? Where's the United Nations? And why are we paying hundreds of millions of dollars to the United Nations? This poor family came from San Salvador, I believe. And now go down to Honduras, to San Salvador, to Central America, South America, to Mexico, and see the conditions. The United Nations should be front and center in this, and they're not. They don't even show up. And then, a third point, if I can, respectfully, I'm such a dedicated father to a point, to a fault, rather. I'm so dedicated.
what kind of parents are bringing their kids into the danger of crossing a river like that? Is there no responsibility, first of all, from the government driving these poor people out? And I feel so sorry for these people, but they're putting the children at risk. And they're blaming all the wrong people. And I don't see a solution. I don't see a solution. There's no solution, which is, like, I just gave you a solution. Go back to where the problem emanates from. And then, and they don't talk about this, the problems within the inner cities of the United States of America. You think that there's, how many people die every night in the south side of Chicago? No one addresses that. It's so, don't let the narrative take over. You know, just remember, common sense politics is what we try to bring to the airwaves every morning. And it is just so frustrating to watch them just try to do a broad stroke of progressive socialism, a broad stroke of how bad everybody is who's conservative, you know, and it's just not working. We try to be common sense on this radio show, and that's why we're bringing Congressman Peter King to the airwaves, one of the most common sense public servants in all of Washington, thank God. Aronica Cleary on the show as well, and Adam Green. But Congressman King will come up momentarily. We're going to Debbie Duhaime right now. She's out there looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning, Debbie.
And good morning, Joe. Thanks. Let's go to 110 southbound, getting down into Farmingdale. It's a broken water main. We're seeing volume on the LIE west right at the northern state. Some more volume LIE westbound, heading out toward the BQE with a new construction pattern to deal with. Northbound Van Wyck slowing down at Linden Boulevard. That's a collision, one lane blocked. And the Jackie Robinson east at Metropolitan Avenue, an accident there as well. Prepare for delays on the Cross Bronx westbound. Moving slowly, getting out toward Castle Hill Ave with an accident, another accident by 3rd Avenue. Deegan South, down by the stadium, that's a collision. The right lane remains blocked. Inbound side of the GWB, still moving slowly here with a disabled truck, about an hour and 10 minutes into the upper level, 15 to 20 to the lower. Over at the Lincoln Tunnel, that's 30. Holland still about an hour in from 1 to 9, 35 in from the Turnpike. And expect some delays as well as you head over to the southbound side of 208 down through Blooming Grove with an accident just about cleared. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today with a high of almost 90, mostly sunny tomorrow, high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is astonished by Joe Biden.
Can you fathom how desperate you have to be as a presidential candidate who sees your front running status kind of evaporating? It's like sand through his fingers. And he literally said, when I'm president, we'll cure cancer.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Your life is an important one. Here at AM 970 The Answer, we want to hear how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our programs and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities and challenges, and every day it's our wish that what you hear on this station positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the world that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we'd love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Visit am970theanswer.com and type in the keyword story for all the details. Then record a video message on a camera or a mobile device and share your story with us. Here's the best part. For sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of a $1,000 gift card. So share your story today. Visit am970theanswer.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video. That's am970theanswer.com, keyword story.
Your life can be hacked. Everything in your life, from your bank accounts to the computer-controlled car you drive, everything. So this weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi talks with the author of Future Crimes, Mark Goodman, about the threats, and the ways you can protect yourself. It's Cyber Justice, preventing cybercrime. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Congressman King standing by. You know, I want to talk to you about Connors and Sullivan, and I tell you about it personally, how I dealt with Mike Connors, and I told you how I looked at everything that I have in a trust, right? A will, the powers of attorney, all of that I plain can't stand it. I just can't stand it. So what do? I turn to my big son, Joey, my consigliere, right? My wartime consigliere. And I kept hearing about Mike Connors, and I got to have dinner with Mike and his beautiful wife, Beth, who I absolutely adore. And these are great folks. And Father Paul Bilecki, they got me to Father Paul, right? So I said, Mike, you know, maybe I think I got to do something with power of attorney, with how to get this whole will, because I have a lot of people. I've had a couple of marriages. I said, who's going to get my money? He goes, come talk to me. So I called Lisa. Lisa got me to Bridget. Bridget got me to Kelly. Kelly got me to Rose. And then we were there with Mike and certainly Beth. And I want to tell you, it was so easy. They understood everything. And all of that I talked about, all the trust situation, all of my estate concerns are in order thanks to Mike Connors. And I invite you to do the same, because you can get a free initial consultation when you call 718-283-6500. Just like that. 718-283-6500. And everywhere I go now, that's so funny. No, and I mean, in the higher echelon of when we were at the Powell dinner with John Catsimatidis, people came over to me. They go like this. They'd say two words, Mike Connors. They say it to me because they know I talk about it on the radio, and they go to Mike as well. And by the way, you could listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970 The Answer, or Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission. But remember, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning, as Mike says, is not planning at all. So give Connors and Sullivan a call, please. 718-238-6500.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 826 with Frankie Five Boroughs on AM 970. The Answer. Congressman Peter King represents Long Island, doing a great, great job. A true, true public servant. Peter King, welcome back to the show. Always great to have you with us, sir.
Joe, great to be with you.
Hey, you know what, Congressman? We were talking about Michael's of Brooklyn, but by the way, how great was that meal with the Catsimatidis and Rosemary, your wife? Was that the best Italian meal ever, Peter King? Come on.
It was great. I tell you, the food is terrific, and it kept coming and coming. I gained about 10 pounds.
Yeah, you were so funny.
No, it was terrific, and even Dan Donovan, you know, he even appreciated the food, you know?
It was with Serena. They were beautiful. But you were so funny, because you kept saying, you whispering to me, there's more food coming? More food? I said, Congressman, we're Italians. What am I going to tell you, man? Yeah, right. Now we got to go to
I could finish it. I was saying, I could have finished after the appetizer. This kept coming and
right.
coming.
We were saying that. Congressman King.
You were tiny guys. You eat meat. God, I tell you.
We didn't stop, man. You're right. Congressman, the debates last night, did you watch them by chance? And I would love to hear your thoughts on that, sir.
Yeah, I was going in and out, back and forth. I thought of all of them, Delaney from Maryland came across as being fairly reasonable. I thought Elizabeth Warren looked like she was just so excited all the time and just so hyper. Cory Booker had like a strange look on his face. I thought Castro, I know his brother more than him. His twin brother was in Congress.
Yeah.
And I thought he came across as, you know, reasonably sharp. I thought Beto O'Rourke, it was exposed for really being the lightweight that he is.
Yeah.
And other than that, I mean, it's... Tulsi Gabbard, I know her fairly well. She's, you know, a good member of Congress, but I didn't think any of them showed presidential stature. I think the closest maybe would have been Delaney, but I don't think he has a chance because he says impeachment is not a big issue, and among Democrats, that's just heresy to say that.
Yeah, it's very, very true. And so you think, and we'll see what happens tonight. Do you think, and you know these guys, that's why, Peter, I love talking to you, a congressman, because you know these guys. Do you think Bernie really goes after Biden tonight, you know, right between the eyes?
I think he may. I mean, Bernie Sanders is not that pleasant a guy. Joe Biden is a nice guy. Whatever people think about Joe Biden, he's a very nice guy.
Oh, interesting.
Bernie Sanders is really sort of very stiff, austere, sort of self-centered. I don't know if he's capable of going after Joe Biden without looking like just an angry guy. He doesn't really have the personality to go with it, but he may have to because he's slipping to Warren in the polls, and he's got to catch up to Biden now because Biden is definitely the front runner, and Bernie being well known, if he can't keep up with the front runner and close that gap soon, then his day could be over. So he's going to be in a tough spot tonight. Again, with somebody else, I would say he can find a way to go after Joe Biden. I don't know if Bernie Sanders can do it in a way that doesn't turn people off.
Congressman Peter King with Joe on the radio at 8:30. So, Congressman, your reaction to Tiffany Caban winning the Democratic primary for Queens DA, sir?
Yeah, this is scary. And this actually should be of concern to people living in Nassau, since we're right on the border of Queens County. I mean, she basically, her platform is she wants to arrest ICE agents. She wants Rikers Island closed down, but don't build new jails. She is very, very critical of the police. She wants to do away with cash bail, not prosecute what she calls non-serious crimes. Well, that's what turned the city around, is when Bill Bratton and Rudy Giuliani went after the fair jumpers, the turnstile jumpers, when they went after the squeegee guys, when they went after the loiterers. I mean, it's a quality of life issues, broken windows issues, if you want to call it that. That is what leads to the decline of, that's what led to the decline of the city. And it wasn't until that was stopped that you can get crime under control. If she's going to create, and Bill Bratton said this, by the way, he was talking about, there was a DA also, I looked it up in Boston on the same type platforms. And he said, before the summer is over, you're going to see very bad consequences, small us. You're going to go back to the bad old days. And that's what I'm afraid of. And the fact that she was elected on such a radical left-wing program, to me, I'm very, very concerned for the future of Queens. And being a Nassau County resident,
yeah,
we can go back to the days of the 80s and 90s when you had the crossover crime. There's no border wall, obviously. There's no border security guards. People go back and forth very easily. And we had a really upsurge in that years ago coming from New York City into Nassau. And I'm concerned about that now.
Congressman Peter King, we appreciate it. Give us the latest, if you would, sir, about what's happening with Iran.
Well, again, I think a lot is going on behind the scenes. We have to get our European allies to be more firm on this. There's no doubt that Iran wants to try to take action against the United States. They want to do it in a way that's not directly traceable to them, even though people will know that they're behind it. I think the president, I'm so not certain if he did the right thing last week, but again, he's the president. He sees the whole issue out there. I think once you say you're going to do something, it's important to do it. But what he may have been doing here, first of all, he did say he was going to do it, but he showed that we can do it if we have to. And then the administration itself has said that it did take cyber action against the Iranian military over the weekend after the president actually stopped any talk of an attack. So I think that's on the table. That's to stay on the table. And if the president is willing to talk, he's shown Iran how tough we can be, how strong we can be. And he also, the sanctions, by increasing the sanctions, that's also important. I think the Iranian economy, as I said, unless you're the president, you don't have all the intelligence, for instance, as to how close their economy is to collapsing. No one knew that the Soviet Union economy was going to totally collapse back in 1989.
Yeah.
And that could be happening now with Iran, because these sanctions are really, really hurting them. And that's why it's important for Europe not to back down.
Yeah, Congressman Peter King, you know what? I know that you were very close to Steve Dunleavy, who passed away this week. He was a huge fan of yours. What did he mean to the world as a journalist in this city for so many years?
Steve Dunleavy was right out of a novel, right out of an action movie. He was one of the most dynamic people I ever met. He was irreverent. I remember being at the Philadelphia National Convention back in 2004, and he was at the bar. This was 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. He'd already started. And I don't know if he ever made it over the convention,
next
day he had the best stories in the paper. I mean, he would talk to you, and he had a mind like a steel trap. Whatever you told him, it stayed, and he was able to turn it in a way I think he lived down in Lido. I remember bringing some stuff down to his house once. He wanted some information. And it seemed to me he was a character with that Australian accent, calling you mate. The hard drinking, fast talking, devil may care. A guy, just a great guy, and it's a real loss to journalism. He's like the ultimate to me, and you know, a reporter can be and should be. Not every reporter should be like him, but it's good to have a few guys like him.
Yeah, have a little personality.
Really going to be missed.
Like the old days, like the Jimmy Breslin old days. I remember. Hey, Congressman, did you go to that game last night with the Congress had their baseball game? Then the Congress.
Oh no, it was just a Staten Island thing on Saturday.
No. But I mean, didn't we have the national? Didn't the Congress play down at the?
You know, I couldn't make it to the game, but I did watch a good part of it on C-SPAN. The last I saw, the American League was Democrats were winning 9-6. It's good. Listen, they had a really good crowd last night, and you know that money goes to charity, and it's one time where all of them come together.
Yeah,
I think it's risky for guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s to be playing baseball because you know they're playing third base or first base. You get some young guy, some college all-star who's down in Congress, and he says that line drives down here. God, it ended up looking like Frankie Five Burrows.
Frankie, I thought of the exact same thing because the throwing and that's the first thing I thought of too. Though to your point, seriously, is everybody working together? They cannot wait. They're rehearsing. They're practicing before they go on the field. And you are stellar in the way you work together, Congressman King, with everybody down there. Whether you vehemently disagree with someone, as it should be when you're in D.C., man. Oh, if we could just take that whole mantra that was on the ball field last night, you know, into the halls of Congress, that would be spectacular. Hey, and I'm looking at a great picture of you, me, and John Catsimatidis at Michael's of Brooklyn. I just posted that. You can go to Jersey Joe Piscopo. That was a great meal. And I must tell you, Congressman King, you're a great guy. You're a great patriot. It's an honor to know you and a privilege to always have you on the show, sir.
Oh, it's my privilege, though. That was just a great night. And but the star of the evening was Debbie Duhaime. I mean, she made up for all you guys. Yeah.
You're right on the money, Congressman. Mean, right on. Yeah, yeah.
The 970 is well represented by Debbie. You and the Frankie, I really can't say. You know.
Right. Thank you, Peter King. We appreciate it. Love to everybody.
Okay, so have a good weekend.
You too, indeed, Congressman. Yeah. Thank you. 836 with Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Burrows was there. He knows. He's right here right now with the headline news live and local on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
837, 76 degrees. I'm Frank Moreno with local news first. Here's what's going on. A ceremony is planned today outside Citi Field to rename a street after New York Mets legend Tom Seaver. The Hall of Famer will have a seven-block stretch of 126th Street named Seaver Way, and the ballpark's address will be changed to 41 Seaver Way. Several players from the 1969 championship team and Seaver's family members will be on hand. Seaver is suffering from dementia and will not be there. Democrats are slamming President Trump's immigration policies during their first presidential debate. At last night's debate in Miami, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker said Trump's policies are promoting fear in communities across the United States, not just along the border. Former Housing Secretary Julian Castro said the family separations are horrendous. And if you're stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhaime's got the answer. Hi there, Debbie.
Hi there, Frank. Thank you so much. And let's see what's happening. Thank you to Congressman King for the nice words. Let's see what's happening. As we take a ride over to 287 eastbound, you're slowing down right through White Plains. Inbound side of the GWB, it's a disabled truck now. That's what's causing the delay over an hour to the upper level of the GWB. Outbound, it's a disabled truck as well. So a tough ride from the Cross Bronx into the GWB. Lincoln Tunnel, 25 minutes in. Holland still about an hour in from 1 and 9, but 35 in. From the New Jersey Turnpike, 287 North Exit 12, getting up toward Franklin Township, a collision there to deal with. And we're still seeing delays this morning on the Deegan South down by the stadium. It's an accident. Cross Bronx West at 3rd Avenue, a collision there. And over on the Cross Island, stop and go northbound at Hillside Avenue with an accident in the process of being cleared. It's still busy on the LIE West right into the BQE because of that new construction pattern as well. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of about 90, sunny tomorrow, high in the upper 80s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Talk to farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Balance of Nature.
changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
That is my go-to place. You got to go to Moe's. Go to Moe's, get Rawlings, whatever you need. Take my girls, my teenage girls, go to Moe's to buy their clothes. That's Modell's. We love Modell's. 841 with Joe on the radio. Ronica Cleary standing by, and she's going to come on the air live. Oh, we can't wait to talk about the debates with Ronica, but I wanted to tell you about, if I can, Empire State Bank. It's a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products, in addition to consumer deposit products, right, that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. Their banking professionals provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch. This is what I've seen. We've had the privilege of working with Empire State Bank for a long time. I've been in different communities with them, and they are as local as you want them to be, as local as they should be. This is truly a community bank, Empire State Bank. Everybody there, from Phil and Esmeralda and Tom and the whole team. As a matter of fact, let's hear it right now from Empire State Bank CEO Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
And a first-name basis, Phyllis, with everybody, with nonprofits in the area. This is the best thing to happen to banking to me is Empire State Bank, run by Phil Guarneri. I'll tell you, you got to check out, if you would, esbna.com. That's the website for Empire State Bank. You could drop by their location, Staten Island, Brooklyn, or Lower Hudson Valley. But if you go to esbna.com, you will find out all the great things about Empire State Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
843, Ronica Cleary is a friend, president of a Cleary Strategies. You see Ronica all over television. Hey, Ronica, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Joe. I'm so glad to be back.
Oh, Lord, what a night. Did you watch that? Did you watch that fiasco last night? Was that the best or what? Come on.
I did. Of course I did. This is like Christmas time for me. I love this. I can't even say this time of year. It's like this time of 18 months, right? I mean, I can't believe how long it lasts. But
I know. I know. And thanks for getting up because it got so late. I'm thinking, I got to go to bed, man. I got to get up for radio, you know? So I tuned
in. Right.
You know, so we appreciate you being with us, but I want to play some of the audio, if I may, Ronica, because I love when you comment on these things. Let me, if I can, start with this, how Beto broke into Spanish. Let me ask Frankie to play that, and then we're going to get Ronica. We'd love to get your response. Go ahead, Beto.
Necesitamos incluir cada persona en el éxito de esta economía. Pero si queremos hacer eso, necesitamos incluir cada persona en nuestra democracia. Cada votante necesitamos la representación y cada voz necesitamos escuchar.
And Ronica, he just threw it out there. I thought something was wrong with my remote. I almost hit the sap button, you know? Did you almost drop when he went into Spanish?
It was something. The thing that I noticed about the Spanish speaking from not just Beto, right? Then the funny thing is Twitter erupted with the side eye from Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren when he started speaking in Spanish. And then we got it from Cory Booker later. And then Julian Castro at the end of the night, it felt very forced from all of the candidates, right? At least my listening to it, they did not feel like bilingual candidates. They felt like candidates who, you know, can say a few things in Spanish and felt obligated to say something in Spanish to try to stand out amidst this field. And I wonder, did any of the moderators speak Spanish, right? I mean, you're suddenly breaking into another language with people who are supposed to be moderating a debate and sort of managing and dictating what's happening on stage.
Yeah.
And if you're doing so in a language they don't speak, how can they even do the job?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the first thing I thought. I'm like, what would I do if I was moderating this debate? I guess I would just say, okay.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly what I thought about. There was somebody in the first half from Univision, right? And I should know his name. I believe he was. But didn't they have audio problems? Now, I went to bed, I'll be honest. But did you see the audio problems MSNBC had? What was that about, Ronica?
I did. I did see them. I mean, I stayed up for the whole thing. The changeover, right, when Rachel Maddow and the other host, I can't believe his name is escaping me, but when the
Chuck Todd
host took over, Chuck Todd took over, we could still hear the mics from Savannah Guthrie.
Can we listen for a second? Frankie's got the audio. Yeah, listen, please.
Oh my God.
What's happening?
We are hearing our colleagues' audio. If the control room could turn off the mics.
Y'all are trying to be the news.
Yeah, if the control room could turn off the mics of our previous moderators, we will.
Thanks, Frank. That sounds like the morning show here on AM 970, The Answer. What happened? What was that all about, Ronica? What happened there?
I don't know. Rachel Maddow had some very awkward laughing, which I understand. I mean, live TV is, you know, a scary place. But, you know, the president weighed in when that happened. And the other thing that crossed my mind was, you know, all these networks, I understand there are a lot of efforts from them. I don't want to dismiss the difficulty of putting on a debate. But why are the Democrats not debating on Fox News Channel?
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
you're right.
Decision to ignore an audience that is dynamic, is diverse, does include Democrats. And, you know, if you're going to, as the Democratic Party, say, we don't want to be associated with that network, and then you're going to choose a network that, you know, clearly had some problems.
Great observation.
With the technical aspect of this debate, you know, you just have to sit and say, was that really the best choice?
Yeah.
Right? Shouldn't they be on all of these networks? Shouldn't they attempt to you know, they always criticize the president or Republicans, you know, you're only pandering to the base, or you're not the president for all Americans. Well, you're not making any of the Fox viewers feel like you consider them to be a valuable or worthwhile vote to obtain.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to dismiss the fact that I'm sure it's incredibly difficult to manage what they did last night. I don't want to, you know, there's some poor guy who knows if he has his job this morning, you know, but, you know, at the same time, you know, it just shows that it's very short-sighted to think that only one network or two networks can deliver your message effectively.
Yeah, you're right. Well said. And Fox, you know, they're putting on all the candidates. You got to give them credit, putting on all the candidates. And to your point, Ronica, is Fox is strongly far and away number one. So it doesn't make much sense for the Democrats. Hey, I want to play one more audio before we let you go, Ronica. We appreciate it very much, your commentary on this. Amy Klobuchar, I mean, she said something. I wanted to hear about women, and I'd love to hear your response to this. Frankie.
I just want to say there's three women up here that have fought pretty hard for a woman's right to choose. So I'll start with that.
You know, was she pandering? Was she pandering to women? It just seemed like that was forced as well.
Well, Governor Inslee, who I will say there were a handful of candidates up there who people may recognize the name. You have Delaney, Tim Ryan, another congressman. But in terms of their face and their recognition, I mean, there were moments where you'd say, please put the banner on the screen. I don't know who this is that's talking right now.
Yeah.
So you have Governor Inslee. He made this point saying that he was the only one who's passed a law protecting a woman's right to choose on that stage. He's trying to make a moment for himself, trying to be remembered. And, you know, Klobuchar, I have to say, that was a moment for her. You could look at it as pandering, but that was a moment for her to take that momentum back from somebody who we barely know anyway, and have a winning moment in that debate. Whether or not she's saying something accurate or true, you know, she is just saying, like, I'm a woman, so I know best.
Yep.
But that was a moment for her.
A good point. It's a good point.
You know, it's one of those things where if you can take a moment, if you want to use that to your advantage, you have to take it. You have to try to shine amidst those 10 people when you don't even recognize a handful of them on that stage. So a lot of people, I think, agreed that was an opportunity for her to get a clickable moment.
Great observation, right? Ronica. We got to let you go. But I said Tulsi Gabbard, who I think is, and I speak to you as an independent conservative, but Tulsi Gabbard is great, but she just didn't break out last night. Am I wrong?
Well, you know, you have her sister tweeting that she's not getting enough time to speak and that, you know, clearly MSNBC loves Elizabeth Warren. That sounds very whiny. That's not the right way to handle this.
Yeah.
And if you look at Nate Silver's assessment, that's not true. Cory Booker spoke the most last night. So I think that's the kind of pandering that's not a way to win votes and get people excited when you say, well, I'm not getting to talk enough. Well, you got to speak up. This is a presidential election.
Great commentary from Ronica Cleary. Right on the money, Ronica. Great to have you on the show. Please come back soon, and we appreciate you taking the time after staying up all night watching that fiasco. Thanks, Ronica.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you soon. Ronica Cleary right there. Joe on the radio, 851. Debbie Duhaime out there on the roads checking out traffic on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. I'll take it out to the spray. In the spray, northbound at Jackson Ave in Greenberg, it's an accident right on the ramp. Watch for slowdown southbound throughway as you head down across the Tappan Zee Bridge out by Tarrytown. An accident over there as well. Inbound GWB, upper level over an hour, lower level. That's going to be about 25 minutes in. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln, that's 30. Holland, about 40 to 45 minutes heading into town. Prepare for some stop-and-go traffic as well as you head over to the westbound side of the Bruckner. That's slowing down by White Plains Road with an accident just cleared. And the Deegan southbound slowing down by the stadium. An accident there. That's been out there for a while. Delays go back up toward Van Cortlandt Park. We're seeing delays at the Throgs Neck Bridge, Queensbound. It's a stalled tractor trailer. And the Cross Island North at Hillside Ave, an accident over there as well. Again, alternate side parking in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a two-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
It may be hard to realize that those statements are true. They sound unbelievable. Hi, Kevin McCullough, but our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund of Alliance Defending Freedom right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner, or call 800-569-1559. Your gift of $100 will help you defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. Or online at AM970TheAnswer.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Now at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off. With savings that big, you'll be the president of printing.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store. And online, with free overnight delivery on HP Ink at staples.com.
And 629, restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Thank you, Valerie. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 8:55. You know, we love this book, Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick. You got to check out. If you just go to Amazon, if you get a chance today, go to Amazon and type in Bramnick book, B-R-A-M-N-I-C-K. You will find Why People Don't Like You. Great book, especially on the beach this summer. Take the book with you. It's an easy read. It's a fun. Go through all the advice that John, who is the New Jersey's funniest lawyer, by the way, stand-up comic, very, very funny guy. And he's got little things in there about, we always tell you about my favorite, about the, you got, if you're going to talk to somebody in the locker room, please put a towel on. Put a towel on, right? Here's another one. Don't ever argue about youth sports. I mean, you'll never win like that, right? And do not be the person that always brings up politics and religion at parties. This is an advice book. It is a great book. I highly recommend it. Again, you're on the beach hanging with your friends. You want to take with you Why People Don't Like You. You're going to love it. Just go to Amazon.com and type in Bramnick Book.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 8:56. Joe Lumberg is looking out for you at the Weather Answer Desk. Joey, it's our weather, man. Finally, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm telling you, how hot is it, Joe Lumberg?
It's going to get close to 90 in the city over the next 3 days, probably a little above it in the western suburbs, a little cooler at the beaches. But, yeah, next 3 days are going to be like the middle of summer here. And only a token chance of a thunderstorm as we get into Saturday as the next front drops in from the
north. Well, that's because I'm going down the shore Saturday.
Of course.
Is it going to be? Tell me it's going to be raining on Saturday. Is it going to be raining?
Saturday afternoon is a chance for a shower or thunderstorm. It's not going to rain the entire time, but you'll probably have to dodge a few raindrops.
Anything on Sunday? Sunday? What do you think?
Sunday, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, but it may not be that bad. Mid-80s.
I'll be in studios all day today. You and me both. Are you going out? Yes. You'll go out tonight for a bike ride, right?
If I get time, I've got so much. I've got my in-laws in town. My daughter's in town from Peru.
God,
my son's in town from Pittsburgh with his girlfriend.
I
got a house of 14 people right now.
Now you really want to go on a bike ride.
Yes, I do.
I'm going.
I want to sleep.
Joey, thank you, man. We appreciate it. Sure. He's such a good guy. Joe Lumberg right there. Our meteorologist for the Weather Answer Desk. It's going to be hot. By the way, hydrate, please. Stay out of the heat. Watch the dog in the car, please. I mean, when I have Otis in the car, because Otis loves zero temperature, 0 degrees. He's a Bernese Mountain Dog. And I put on the air conditioning for my pet. I suggest you do the same. And for, you know, the elderly, watch them, please, in the heat like this, because it's going to be that hot the next couple days. I love it, but you got to be careful, and you always got to stay hydrated. Hey, you know who's going to join us right at the top of the hour? Stephen Moore, a guest, a super guest, man. Economist, brilliant, brilliant man. Knows the economy better than anybody, working with the President of the United States. Stephen Moore will join us right at the top of the hour. We appreciate Stephen Moore checking in with us. And Adam Green, too, my buddy, a progressive, and he is co-founder of the Progressive Change Campaign Committee. Yeah, listen, we're objective. We're listening to everybody. It's Piscopo in the Morning with Frankie Five Burrows on AM 970 The Answer. Brian is in for Big Al, doing a great job. Dean is here. Matt Conklin, you want to check out Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter. Matt's got some great tweets. We're coming right back at you on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
76 degrees at 8:59. I'm Frank Morano with your local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are looking for the man who attacked an elderly woman and stole her necklace in Brooklyn. It happened Monday afternoon in the Midwood neighborhood. According to detectives, the man pushed the 88-year-old woman to the ground, then took her jewelry and ran off. The woman suffered minor injuries. Police have put out surveillance footage of the suspect and are asking anyone with information to call the police.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.